one for you, 19 for me. Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all. I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. If you drive a car, I'll tax the street. If you drive to sit, I'll tax your seat. If you get too cold, I'll tax the heat. If you take a walk, I'll tax your feet.
This is In the Know for Tuesday, April 17th, the 107th day of 2018. There are 258 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105. 103.9 The Moose, live online at K105.com, via the Apple and Android app on your smartphone, and hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we're going to update you on some of the latest news headlines. The Litchfield City Council meets in regular session last night. We'll tell you about that. Some progress on Grayson County's most wanted list, according to the Grayson County Sheriff's Office. We'll tell you about that. We will give you a chance to win tickets to tomorrow's A Novel Tea at Grayson County Public Library. And we are going to pivot toward the upcoming primary election. We'll begin our conversations with candidates. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire. Is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's Beige. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I know you're not particularly worried about wrinkles, but the things that you eat in your diet, and perhaps the orange that you're having now, could have bearing on your wrinkles.
Okay.
People who eat a diet rich in leafy greens, beans, olive oil, nuts, and whole grain breads and low in fatty meat, butter, and sugar are less prone to premature wrinkles. Would you like to have that list over there on your own?
Sure.
Just in case you'd like to keep track of it for later. For no particular reason, I was just saying, you know, in case. In case you needed to tell a friend. And she's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great Mini Burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year.
Oh!
She's Misty Embry. How's Misty?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I was doing well until you gave me, you shot daggers at me with a look of disdain because the Beatles, the Tax Man, opened the show.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd like to go on the record and say I didn't do it.
I know.
It wasn't me who created the tax issue.
Just kind of giggle a little.
You're just shooting them at, you looked at me with ooh, either daggers or laser beams.
Well, it was like, oh.
One or the other. I just like to say I didn't do it.
I can't pay any more in taxes.
You know, one of your seven jobs you have is Supreme Court Justice of Litchfield.
It is.
You have a robe and a gavel to prove it
I do.
A tree where you mete out justice.
Mm-hmm.
You should try and employ more female police officers.
Okay.
Female police officers are better cops than men.
I agree.
Studies show that women cops may be more trustworthy, less corruptible, and less likely to rely on physical force than their male counterparts, making them better at diffusing violent situations.
Ah, I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
We have a new female police officer.
We do. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We do. A couple of weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. Graduated from the academy. So congratulations. Speaking of power in women.
Mm-hmm.
The first American woman since 1985 to win the Boston Marathon won it yesterday. Her
Yay.
Name is Desi Linden.
Get it, Desi.
And she even stopped, much as women do. She even stopped. It was pouring rain yesterday for the Boston Marathon. It was so nasty. But as we know, universal truth, women are not allowed to go to the restroom alone. They're either not allowed or incapable.
Right.
Right. If a woman goes to the restroom, oh, I'll go with you.
Mm-hmm.
She even stopped while a friend of hers she was running with ducked into the porta potty.
And still
won the race.
Wowza. That's pretty fast. That's good.
It was great. It was good to see yesterday. Last week, Grayson County Sheriff's Office released their Grayson County's Most Wanted, their top 10 most wanted people.
Come on there.
And you did not make the list, okay. Misty. Congratulations. But four of Grayson County's 10 most wanted have been captured. Chad Dennis, Mark Dennis, Timothy Toms, and Dustin Stinnett have been taken into custody, according to the sheriff. Dennis, Toms, and Stinnett were wanted for trafficking in methamphetamine, along with other charges, while Mark Dennis, who was wanted for fleeing or evading police, resisted arrest upon his capture and had that charge added. There are six suspects who remain free, and you can see them at K105.com. Lonnie Wayne Campbell, Edward Odell Heflin, Brian Cowan, Greg Embry, Nathan Embry, and Billy Ray Hubry. Quite an assortment of mug shots there that you...
Wowza. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Right. Let's go through.
That's a who's who.
Getting family in there.
Mug shots. Well, there was an Embry or two in there. And then that Mark Dennis, of course, that's two of my four names are Mark Dennis. So see that? No. That's where we ended. The Litchfield City Council met in regular session last night. The most important thing to take away is there will be a dedication ceremony for the Litchfield Sports Complex Saturday, April 28th at 1 p.m. The complex is just below the Aquatic Center there. So if you go toward the Litchfield Aquatic Center, take a hard right past the Veterans Memorial Park, and that you will end up at the new Litchfield Sports Complex. There will be guest speakers, there will be light refreshments, and this says entertainment. So,
well, I haven't been booked for anything, have you?
Carrie Underwood may or may not be performing.
Ah,
I don't know that she's not.
I heard it could or could not be Toby Keith.
I don't, I can't say that it's not Toby Keith or Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
It's not for me to say it won't be them.
We have no idea.
That's right. If you were expecting delays on I-65 in Hardin County yesterday while the transportation cabinet does some work, that was delayed, and it is being delayed until tonight. Southbound traffic will go into divided lanes near mile marker 90 and a half at Elizabethtown. That begins at 6 o'clock tonight and then should reopen at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Southbound motorists will encounter varying lane closures along the work zone. The configuration will begin just south of the exit 91 interchange, so all lanes have access to exit 91 ramps. And this is one of the final major traffic shifts planned as part of the ongoing I-65 widening project. The project should be completed in the fall, making the interstate at least six lanes through all of Kentucky. Man, they're down to just the final.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just one little teeny tiny stretch there. So if you look at it, you look at I-65 from border to border, it looks like this big highway, except right in Hardin County, and then that's the waste. Right? That's the I-65 waste, where it draws in a little bit to four lanes, but also looks a little messy because you got the construction zone there. Governor Bevin, Secretary of Education and Workforce Development, has resigned and accepted an appointment to the State Board of Education. So something's going on here. Hal Heiner announced his resignation in a news release yesterday. The Louisville businessman, one of Bevin's GOP primary opponents in 2015, probably the only guest of this show who's ever driven a tour bus.
That's true, he did.
To the studio.
I forgot about that. Yeah, so did I.
Right?
It's awesome.
He was one of seven new appointments Bevin made to the State Board of Education yesterday. They include Amanda Stamper, who is Bevin's former communications director, who is now the public relations director for Anthem. Heiner called his time at the cabinet the highlight of his career. He said he plans to use his new role to help improve test scores and other academic achievement indicators. So the Coconut Telegraph has it that this new board, there's seven of them. I've got the list should you decide that you need it or it be imperative to the story. You can read about it at K105.com if you want to see the full list. Heiner, Stamper, and the others. There's a good chance when they meet today, they could vote to establish a new director of education, which could be a big proponent of charter schools. Charter schools were left out. Charter schools were a loser in this biennial session.
Mm-hmm.
In 2017, they made it where charter schools could be allowed, but without funding for them. It's just kind of like saying, well, we can have them, but there's no money to have one. So considering what's been going on with public education in the last 4 months, but more specifically in the last 2 months, it makes me wonder what's afloat
mm-hmm.
here.
why there's sudden reformation of this board. Heiner out of the administration. So Heiner no longer a cabinet member. So is Heiner maneuvering to become a candidate next year? Will he challenge the governor? Will the governor not run and Heiner run? So if he gets out of the cabinet, then it frees him up to do some more. He was almost the governor.
Right.
If not for mutually assured destruction between Jamie Comer and Hal Heiner is probably the governor.
Right.
Now, Comer finished second.
Right.
But if you take Bevin out of the race and you take that squabble between Heiner and Comer, you get a completely different race and certainly a different outcome. So I don't know what to read of that yet.
I'm not for sure.
But I do know one guy that is running, even though he won't say, and that's Andy Beshear.
Right.
So he said yesterday he released his 2017 tax return for last year, and it shows that he earned more than $118,000 in 2017, paid more than $12,000 in taxes, and donated almost $3,000 to charity. His financial disclosure shows he owns stock in U.S. Bank and in Microsoft. His only debts are a home mortgage and a student loan. One of the reasons that he does this is because he keeps calling for the governor to release his tax return. So the governor has asked for an extension on his financial disclosure statement that they have to release annually. So you can read into that what you want. But these two have been at odds since really Election Day. Even before Governor Bevin, his inauguration, these two were nitpicking at one another. And so you're not fooling anyone to make us think that you haven't decided to run. You're running. The Democratic Party has no one else at this point. No one who has emerged
yet.
Obvious,
right.
Yeah. It'll come as a surprise to me. So maybe they'll have if Governor Bevin decides to run again, and were he to win the primary, and he were to advance to the general election versus Andy Beshear, it almost technically is a loser-leave-town match. Whichever one loses has to leave Frankfurt. One of them may leave the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of winners and losers, here are some of the winners and losers from the General Assembly session. Winners, foster care and adoption.
Very good.
Big improvements made there, including giving foster care parents a stronger voice in processes, giving grandparents more benefits, also more social workers and more compensation for social workers. So that's good. We saw crime victims win Senate Bill 3, Marcy's Law, which gives victims greater power, anti-gang legislation in House Bill 169, tax reform, those calling for that were a winner with House Bill 366. The fledgling solar industry was a winner because the utility companies wanted to change the way they compensate people for their solar energy that they sell back to the utilities.
Mm-hmm.
The utility companies buy it at retail rates, and they wanted to change that to buy it from them at wholesale rates. Now, if I have a solar farm, I like it just the way it is.
Right.
But from an entrepreneurial and business standpoint, as a business person, I look at it and say, well, how is it the utility companies can't buy it at retail and then turn around and resell it at retail and it be worth the effort?
Right.
They probably should buy it at the same wholesale rates that they buy power from TVA. That seems to make the same mathematical sense. Now, however, if I have a solar farm in my backyard, then I'm against this bill that the utility companies wanted. So that helps the solar industry for right now. Education, winners and losers in the 2018 session. Public education did share in state agency budget cuts, but lawmakers did determine state allocation to schools at $4,000 in SEEK money per student, which is the highest level ever. The governor wanted to eliminate the transportation costs. That was 62%. That went back in. Family resource centers were spared. See, they were going to be eliminated based upon the governor's recommendation. Those got included back in there. And then that emergency funding for those school systems that were likely to fail, in the coming years. Now, for now, losers in charter education, charter school education, because that went nowhere in this case. Now, that may change in the coming hours or in the coming days. Private prisons were losers. Public employees could also be considered losers, the way that the public pension went. And then there's also another category between winners and losers. We will call the too soon to tell category. Some lawmakers, particularly Democrats, warned that bills dropped in the last minute could have unintended consequences, but they won't know until August when constituents come up to them on the street to know whether they did, like when the results of the legislation finally take effect. So all this legislation takes effect mid-July, 90 days from now. So there are some things that they did that they'll have to hold their breath on to find out later. As I've always said, people don't care until they care.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell them, like we've spent 4 months telling people what's going on in the General Assembly. But believe you me, in late July, we're going to hear from someone that says, how dare they do such and such?
It's where like, were
well,
you?
remember March the 15th right. when we were having that conversation? They don't care until they care. If you live in Hardin County, it's recommended that you might get a Hep A vaccination.
Uh-oh.
The Kentucky Department of Public Health recommends Hep A vaccinations for everyone in six counties associated with an outbreak of the illness. Acting Commissioner Jeffrey Howard says Hep A is preventable by vaccine. The affected counties are Jefferson, Bullitt, Hardin, Greenup, Carter, and Boyd. The department says 214 cases have been reported in the Jefferson County area, while the other counties each have reported five or more cases. The total number of cases associated with the outbreak is 311. One person has died. The hepatitis A vaccine is available at pharmacies and healthcare providers. What if you spend a whole lot of time in Hardin County?
Yeah. Probably should.
It can't hurt anything, right?
Do they give a source of where it's coming from?
I've been following this a little bit. Yeah, it's coming from the Waffle House.
Ah!
Remember? We had the one employee.
Right.
And then we had a Kroger employee in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, various places that it can be coming from. But
well, I'm just asking. It was yesterday.
So I say nothing good ever happens at a Waffle House.
I hadn't heard anything about the Hep A outbreak. And I had a coworker say, I'm not going out to eat anymore. Everybody's getting hepatitis. And I thought, what are you talking about?
You all know that I have a love affair with the churro.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
I was first introduced to churros. You all are going to think that it was at Walt Disney World, but it was not.
I'm going to go with the bell.
Nope. Long before that. Taco Tico was around before when I fell in love with churros.
Oh, my goodness. That was a day or two.
Wow.
That's a lifetime ago. Just before you died was reincarnated.
You might think that I had my first churro at Sambo's. Do you remember Sambo's?
Kind of. The castle.
I was on a baseball trip, and we went to Comiskey Park.
Okay.
So my dad and I went to see the White Sox play. And at Old Comiskey Park, I believe I have this right, it's either Chicago or Detroit. We went both places. They had churros. And it was like giving candy to a baby, which basically is what it is.
Yes.
Churros. Mm-hmm. Then, it's only then later did I discover that Walt Disney World has churros.
And we have to swing through there.
Absolutely. But now I have a moment of pause when it comes to churros and Disney World. Because they are debuting a new carrot cake churro.
Mm. Huh.
Its debut comes in tandem with Pixar Fest. Five festive treats honoring the celebrated animation studio are being sold at different places. ISBN confirmed it was Comiskey Park. Okay. Old Comiskey Park. There is also a cocoa churro. Spiced Mexican chocolate dipping sauce, paying homage to recent Oscar winner Coco.
Mm-hmm.
A good. Rainbow fruit churro mimicking the design of Up's colorful snipe bird Kevin.
Okay.
A strawberry churro in the likeness of Lotso from Toy Story 3.
Hmm.
And a specialty churro covered with donut icing and cocoa cereal for A Bug's Life.
I'm out on that one.
Okay. I might try the cocoa one.
Yeah, I think the cocoa one sounds good. Or the strawberry one.
I don't like the normal ones.
I love these ideas. I love churros. But you know how I am with stuff.
Yeah.
I refer you to Peeps.
Everything comes back to Peeps.
Peeps coveted all the other stuff and lost their throne.
They did.
We got to get to a break. Jamie Bratcher, candidate for county clerk, is coming up here on In the Know.
I am not trying to do.
In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, all ready for Administrative Professionals Day coming up next week. Also, all those spring holidays ahead, whether it's Mother's Day, graduation, whatever it might be, anytime you need fresh-cut floral, make sure it's Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where they are celebrating Bat Appreciation Day. No, thank you. Got no appreciation for bats. I mean, baseball bats, yes. The animal bats, no.
No.
It's also Blah 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 Day.
Oh, that's how I felt. It's better than cha-cha-cha day.
I do a lot of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It is also Haiku Appreciation Day.
We do love a good haiku.
You know, so what is it, the 575 rule?
Mm-hmm.
575 haiku is, haikus are easy, but sometimes they don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Refrigerator.
Yes.
There you go. I did a haiku. Jamie Lehman Bratcher is a Republican candidate for Grayson County Clerk, appearing on your May 22 ballot. She's no stranger to our studio.
Mm-hmm.
Been on Shop Local Litchfield many, many times, wearing another hat, but she comes back to our building. Good morning, Jamie. Welcome.
Good morning. I'm glad to be back in the studio. It's a lot of fun here.
I haven't seen you in a while since you officially became a candidate, but that's not because you've been bored. You've been out extremely, extremely busy. But there are some people maybe that don't know you, don't know your background, but you're not a lifelong Grayson Countyan, but a native Grayson Countyan.
Well, it's funny. There was a gentleman that came to the Chamber of Commerce one time that gave a speech, and so he labeled me as a boomeranger. You remember that?
Yes. Boomeranger. That makes sense.
So basically, I grew up here. My parents are Ronnie and Bobby Lehman, so I grew up in Litchfield. And got married to Lee Bratcher, who's from Clarkson. And we moved to Louisville. And then we made the decision. I just kind of felt led to come back here. And we've been back about 6 or 7 years now. And so just happy to be here. But that's what they call us, the boomerang. We go away and we boom back right back.
Well, as we've learned, people living here, professionals, we know there aren't enough boomerangers that come back.
And that's something that, you know, we're working on. We're working on that on the project of how to attract people to come back.
So you were in what, the class of 94? The Grayson County High School.
Mm-hmm.
You and Misty were tied for first in your class, I think, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Something like
that. We decided that we didn't want one of us to win, and so that we would let somebody else take that number one spot and we'd take a step back.
We did about everything in tandem.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun together. Yes.
Then your college education, and we'll get into more of your background, your specifics, but where did you go to college?
Well, I got my undergrad at Western, and then my MBA, my graduate degree, I got at Bellarmine University in Louisville.
All right. So well-rounded from an educational standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But you've also been, I've observed, pretty involved in your community in various things, whether it's the chamber or what's some of your background on those things?
Well, I do. You know, ever since I moved back, even when I was in Louisville, but ever since I moved back, I've just poured myself into this community, doing what I can to make things better. So I've been involved in, I'm real involved in the Chamber of Commerce, as I mentioned earlier. I'm the chairperson for the ambassadors, a member. I even received the Spark Plug Award in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge honor and a huge surprise. And then I do a lot with the Twin Lakes Professional Women's Organization. I'm also very involved in our local party, the Republican Party of Grayson County.
Were you the chairwoman for a while?
I was the secretary, then I was the co-chair, and then I was the chairwoman, and then I stepped down whenever I
To seek office.
Yes, thank
that
you.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
When you got your, so you started out at Western.
Uh-huh.
Mentioned that, and you got your. What were your? When you went to Western, you got your undergrad. Did you have an idea then what you wanted to do professionally?
No, I got a bachelor's degree in computer information systems, and honestly, that was driven by when technology and the field of information technology was really popular, and everybody's like, if you'll get a degree in computer information systems, no matter what you want to do, that's going to serve you well. And so that's what I did. I worked at Fruit of the Loom, actually, while I was getting my degree, and got a lot of good experience in their accounting department there. I didn't really know for sure. And then once I graduated, I went to Farm Bureau, Kentucky Farm Bureau, in the corporate office, and I worked in their IT department for, I think it was 6 years in the IT department, and did various different things there. And got a lot of good experience because, as we know, technology, I mean, we can't do business without technology.
Sure. And then when you all decided to relocate the family back to Grayson County,
mm-hmm.
you kind of shifted gears a little bit and said, I want to try my hand at real estate. And you've enjoyed that very much, right?
Oh, yeah. But, you all know me well enough to know part of my love for real estate is my love for people.
Right.
I love to help people. I love to get out, meet new people, help them with a process or something that they're not familiar with. I love selling real estate. Yesterday in the snow, went out and showed a little mini farm and met a really nice new lady that I had no clue who she was before yesterday. And I love that part because I love people. But
sure.
Yeah, so.
Well, your civic involvement has continued. You mentioned the Twin Lakes Professional Women, you mentioned mm-hmm. the Chamber and the Spark Plug Award, et cetera, but you kind of have an energy about your community and people. Is that what's driving you to seek office? Or
yes.
I guess I should rephrase, what is driving you to seek
that
office?
That is exactly what's driving me to seek office. I love people. You know, I'm constantly asked on the campaign trail, are you getting tired? Are you getting tired? And I'm like, no, because I am energized by people, by being around people. So, just going up there, sharing, using my education and my background and my business experience, going up there, helping those folks that work in the office, helping the other county government leaders, and then helping the people coming up there to do business and to use those services. I get energized by that, by being around them, talking to them, helping them. So, it's just, I don't know. The more I do, the more I want to do.
Was there, when it comes to the county clerk's office, was there something in particular about this office? Why this office of all the things that are available in county government? And clearly your background dictates that you would be good at a lot of those things.
Right.
What is it about this one in particular that you like?
Well, I truly see an opportunity for improvement there. I feel like there's some things we can do to make, there are things that can we can do that can be better up there as far as how we serve our people. I think my business background will help me to look at ways to say, okay, are we being efficient here, here, and here? I just see opportunity up there to make things better. And because it does work so much with the people, I mean, you think of all the county government offices. I mean, how many people, every person in this community has to go up there and do business. And the other thing that drives me there is I also know, we all are busy, weirdly busy lifestyles. And so I want to do some things up there that can help you who's busy to know an easier way to do something. For example, paying your car taxes, renewing your car. We have not done a very good job of promoting that can be done online. You're busy. Your time is valuable. I want to promote to you and let you know that this is something that you can do online and save you some time. Don't get me wrong. I love you, and I would love for you to come up there and talk to me and do your business there. But you're busy.
But I may not feel the same about you.
You may not. Exactly. But we're busy people.
Right.
And, I mean, we look back what we were doing 25 years ago. We weren't as busy as we are today. So there are things we can do in that office that can help the lives of other people that have to do business there.
Well, you just said technology is only growing.
Yeah.
And as technology is growing, the one thing about our county that
I'm seeing change, but that the former judge executive never got on board with was there was no technology in place, and it kept us in the dark ages. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about having the boomerangs coming back, it's important for us to let them go out, draw them back, and then say, what did you see in the surrounding counties and cities?
Oh, absolutely,
and what have you brought
Misty.
With you? For us who, I mean, I went to Louisville, went to U of L and came back, but I didn't stay and live as an adult outside of the city. I came straight back here and didn't really get my feet planted somewhere else and pay attention to how other people were doing business, especially in a county government way. Mm-hmm. Or how a city develops. And so I think it's very important to see people come back and bring their ideas with them.
Exactly. Yes.
You talk about being the keeper of records in this clerk's job. But mm-hmm. one of the other important roles of the county clerk is sort of the overseer of elections. Does mm-hmm. that excite you? Does
yes.
that challenge you? Does it
yes.
scare you? How do you approach it?
No, it doesn't. So part of getting a degree in computer information systems is you had to spend a lot of time learning how to manage projects, because a lot of IT work is project management. So there's so much I learned about how to manage a project. And to me, each election is a project. There are tasks. There are deadlines. You've got to make sure you got all the key players. You've got to set goals, strategies for how to accomplish things. And so to me, the elections are just a project twice a year, every year. Well, at least twice a year. Sometimes we have some special elections, but at least twice a year, every year, except for that off year that we don't have any elections. So mm-hmm. I get excited about it. Bringing people together, a big challenge is finding those poll workers. And,
sure.
And that's another thing you'll see, that there are ways to draw them in, and help them. So I want to use my skills and my personality to bring people together, and let's work together on this project of the election.
Talking about poll workers, that has to be a challenge, because
oh, yeah.
even in our society, where so many people our age and younger are so apathetic about the political process, they don't want to show up to vote, much less show up to work the entire day at a voting. So again, a different perspective mm-hmm. maybe creates a fresh set of eyes that says, here's how we're going to go about fixing this problem. Now, I must ask you, I've been covering local elections for a long time. It seems like in this particular office, Saturday hours
yeah.
always comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, I'll tell you, I couldn't give a rip about Saturday hours.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some reason it continues to be discussed.
Well,
where are you on Saturday hours?
Okay. And I go back to a little bit of my experience with the Chamber of Commerce and some of the research we have done. And we know that there's a lot of our community that goes outside the county to work. I wish that wasn't the case, but it is. That's reality. So they need those Saturday hours to do business, okay? So they're not able to get to the office Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30. So I do want to offer Saturday hours. I will say this, too, though. Part of my initiative of having a better communication with the public and educating them and promoting our online services, I think for some folks, once they learn about the things they can do online, may see they don't necessarily need Saturday hours as much. But I know things like folks like your car dealers, they really do. And I do want to offer Saturday hours. I said that early on, November, I announced it at the first candidate forum that I'm offering Saturday hours.
I think you maybe are scheduled to come back one more time mm-hmm. before Election Day. So I'm going to leave with you. I'm going to assign you some homework.
Okay.
I'd like to hear some areas of potential, because I hear you using the word so much, unlimited, untapped potential.
Mm-hmm.
So can you bring back some examples
okay.
of potential that we have for next visit?
Yeah, we don't have time for all of
no,
that right
not,
now,
not
do we?
Today.
Okay.
And we have less than a minute.
Oh.
But why you in this case? So if you've got a voter and this is the last time you're going to speak to them before Election Day, why is it that we want to elect Jamie Lehman Bratcher?
Because I do have an energy and a passion for making things better, and I will take that energy, that passion, my education, my wide-ranging business experience, and I will bring that to the office, and I will make improvements that folks probably didn't even realize they needed to see. So that's why I want you to vote for me. I will work hard for you, and I will pour into my community in a different way than I have already demonstrated and showed to you over the last 6 years since being back.
Perfect.
So vote Jamie Lehman Bratcher.
Republican candidate.
Republican candidate. Thank you.
And when's the voter registration deadline?
Oh, my gosh. It's April the 23rd.
That's
even
right.
if you're going to be, even if you're 17 and won't be 18 till November, you can still register to vote April 23rd and vote May 22nd.
Sounds like she knows what she's talking about. Jamie Lehman Bratcher. Thanks for coming in.
Thank
get to
you for
break.
Having me.
We come back. Today's water cooler question, your chance to win here on In the Know. We'll be right back.
time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt
yes,
this
I swear
way.
It's a truth, and I'll hold it up to you.
Did you know Sweden pays high school students $187 per month to attend school?
Huh, that's interesting.
Now we may charge them $300 a month for lunch.
Yeah, right.
So we make them think they're getting paid to go to school, but we're nickel and diming them to death on fees and all those various things. Up for grabs today, two tickets to tomorrow's A Novelty. At if you want to hear about wretched lives, go to the Novelty tomorrow for their annual event. And we got two tickets, plus we will give away a K105 t-shirt with each ticket. And again, that's tomorrow at the public library. If you can solve today's water cooler question at 270-259-6000, 270-259-6000, 33% of women say they would love to change this about their man. 33% of women would love to change this about their man. 270-259-6000, 270-259-6000. You all going to need some extra paper? You all need a tablet? A spiral-bound notebook?
Oh, gosh.
Normally, you all can handle this with one sheet of paper, but you seem to be...
I'm trying to write small.
The pencil sharpener's over there on the wall.
I've got my Unabomber.
In case you dull it down. A little bit of sad news while it's being discussed. Arlie Ermey has gone on in.
Yeah, I saw that.
Without Arlie Ermey, we wouldn't have the word jackwagon.
That would be a sad world to live in without a jackwagon of a word.
Three American hard chargers. Uh-huh. Or a couple of jackwagons. Arlie Ermey goes on in. Y'all having trouble with this because there are so many to choose from?
Well, I mean, I'm sitting right here beside you.
I don't. You know, the thing is, there's not, like, I'm having a hard time.
You don't have to be in the one-third.
Any answers I put down, I don't want people to associate with my husband.
Yeah. Yeah. Again,
but there's things I could think that women would want.
When I saw the question this morning, I thought, well, this may be challenging for you. But then I remembered, you're just identifying what one-third of women would say, not necessarily what you would say.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I know for a fact I do pretty well at this.
Okay.
I'm not perfect at this, but I do pretty well. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
So this way, if you say it, and it is what I thought, then I'll already be aware that that's it. This seems to be a stumper. I'm going to give you the question. One-third of women say they would love to change this about their man. What is it?
Nobody got a man anymore.
What's a man? All right, I'm going to let that stew for a little while. New on video this week. I'm glad to know that The Post is out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks.
Oh, yes.
Newspaper.
I just said last night I want to see this.
The Commuter.
Mm-hmm.
Not The Computer. The Commuter.
Mm.
Deep Blue Sea 2 is out today. And Winchester is out today. Also, Honor Up. What time is it? Oh, it's getting late already. What else do you have to know? Boom, 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 boom. Oh. Since the television show Friends... It changed the way that basically we refer to the titles of episodes. Yes?
Okay. Mm-hmm. The one with.
Mm-hmm, right? Everything mm-hmm. is the one with mm-hmm. now. So here are a list of other television episodes using Friends naming. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Did I do this right? Like Seinfeld. The one that was about something.
Yes.
Because typically they're all about nothing. There's Gilligan's Island. The one where it turned out to be a peninsula.
All I hear is Gilligan!
Get off the island! Leave It to Beaver. The one where June vacuums the living room while wearing sweats and smoking a cigarette.
Yes, that's the one. It's the one we never saw.
The Dukes of Hazzard. The one where Bo and Luke finally realize Daisy is their second cousin. Mari Povich. The one where Mari Povich finds out he's the father.
That would have been awesome.
Didn't see that one coming at all. Those are some Friends-related episodes.
I like that.
And Harry Anderson from Night Court goes on in. Died at his home in North Carolina at age 65.
Did he play the judge?
Yep. That's him right there.
What else was he in?
I don't recall. But he goes on in, 65.
He's in a movie.
See you, Harry. We got to get to a break. We'll come back and finish it up. Water cooler questions still up for grabs, if you know, here on In the Know. MB's point to ponder for today. When something is on TV and it says, don't try this at home, is it okay to go over to a friend's and try it?
Yes.
Can I go to your house and say, watch this?
Watch this.
I learned this on TV.
My son did this one time.
I couldn't do it at home.
My neighbor comes storming in my house and said, Eli is riding my garage door. Can I watch? What does that even mean?
So, yeah, how do you do that?
So her son would open the door and Eli would hold on until he couldn't let go anymore and ride.
All right. By the way, the water cooler question is still up for grabs today. Madison wants to take a shot. Madison, one third of women wish they would could change this about their man.
Is it their table manners?
Table manners is correct.
Okay. I didn't have that.
Yep.
Nor did I.
I'm just going to cross out my list.
Okay. So would you say I do pretty well with that?
You do.
I mean, there are times elbows on the table get me sometimes. Yeah. They're kind of like, yeah, well, it's just, I just thought we were being casual. But when I try, I'm pretty good.
Nice. Has good table manners. Right. I eat too fast.
Congratulations, Madison. Hold on. Oracle's going to get your information. Have fun drinking tea. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba. All right. What else do you need to know?
It's not what I thought.
Okay, so do you all want to share? I mean, I'll give you the opportunity to share if you want to.
I threw some down. None of these apply to my husband. I said mouthy, lazy around house, help with kids, stamina, weight.
Well, I wrote down speed of driving.
That does apply to you.
Now, the other
I'm a good driver.
The other one does not apply. Attentiveness. I would think a lot of women would want their husbands to be
I'm
more
alive.
Attentive, but you're really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, speed of driving was for you.
Okay, so I like to bring things to the show that I find that I think would enrich your lives.
Sure.
Okay. Now, I have been on a bit of a David Letterman boycott in the final years of his television show because he was just so liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I've not watched the first episode of his new show. My next guest needs no introduction because his very first one was Barack Obama.
I didn't know he had a new show.
He does. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
He did George Clooney.
Okay.
Very good. It's an hour, sit down, etc. The third one is with Jay-Z.
Okay.
Which was outstanding.
Okay.
All right. Very good. But he goes to a recording studio in Los Angeles, so they do these cutaways, and he meets this lady at one of the most famous studios on the West Coast called Madison Ryan Ward is her name. You got to hear this
took
one.
My heart.
Is this him?
It's her.
And gave it a home. We made it through the aching part. And I gave you my soul. Oh, we tried to kill the pain of and heal these scars. But now love has had its say, and we're moving apart. Chasing time, gotta find. peace of mind and understand that maybe we never can.
Out in Los Angeles, where Bob Dylan did all of his recordings. They've got an old Volkswagen bus that's been converted into a studio.
That's awesome.
Where they go and do this stuff. But anyway, I saw her recording that, and it was like, it just blew me away. She's got that Norah Jones kind of vibe.
Well, I feel like she sounds a lot like Alicia Keys.
Yeah, she's got that too. But it's just,
only yesterday is a guarantee.
It's like one of those songs, it's a breakup song, but like it's so powerful, even if you're not breaking up, you're like, you don't have any reason to like it. It's just moving. It's like, oh, wow, the mirror. Pretty good. So anyway, I had to share that with you, but it's available on iTunes. On TV tonight, Jimmy Kimmel has LL Cool J, Joel McHale, and Michael Che on Fallon. James Comey is on Stephen Colbert. I don't know what to make of that. Jason Sudeikis is on James Corden. I will say I have to agree with the president on this.
Just gonna click.
James Comey is a liar.
You think so?
Now, I'm not sure which lie he's actually telling, but since he's told the opposite of everything, you have to pick and choose.
Yeah. Which James Comey are you talking
that's
about?
That's right. Which James Comey is telling the truth and which is not? Book writing James Comey?
Will the real James Comey
FBI?
Please stand up?
He's over there in the corner with Eminem. The Voice is back on tonight. Black Lightning, the season finale on the CW. The NBA playoffs are back on tonight, and the NHL playoffs are on tonight as well. Today's highlight in history, this date in 1961, some 1,500 CIA-trained Cuban exiles launched the disastrous Bay of Pigs. Christopher Columbus got his contract to come to the Western world this date in 1492. What else should you need to know about? Oh, the Apollo 13 astronauts splashed down safely in the Pacific in 1970 after their harrowing experience. Birthdays today. Composer-musician Jan Hammer is 70 today. Boomer Esiason is 57. Jennifer Garner is 46. Victoria Adams Beckham is 44. Is she posh, Spice?
Maybe. Not sure. Herbal Spice or something.
Pony Car Day. The Mustang was released this date in 64.
Nice.
At the World's Fair. Gone but not forgotten, J.P. Morgan was born in 1837. Nikita Khrushchev in 1894. Thornton Wilder in 1897. Harry Reasoner in 1923. Sorry. Madison Ryan, R-Y-A-N-N, Ward, W-A-R-D. For those people that were at iTunes going, what did he say? What was her name? Madison Ryan Ward. Now, I am attempting to make moves toward chart toppers for today. First chart topper comes from the year 1956.
Okay.
Someone that both Misty and I have had the privilege of being in the same room with. Right?
Yes, we have.
Gonna tell that Mary Pine Uncle John. He claimed he had the music, but he had a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby.
Well, he just... He wasn't faring that well.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't getting around that well.
No.
Well, old Tom Santa, she be a sweet guy. Everything that Uncle John need, oh, baby.
It was the same day that we ran into Dick Vitale, and I'm not for sure what that says for the atmosphere.
Were they sitting together at the Titans game? I wonder which one talked more.
Whew.
Can you imagine being stuck in a room with Little Richard and Dick Vitale?
Well, we almost were, my friend. It was a big room, though, was the good news.
They just locked the door. Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders.
Come on, baby, let's start to play. Come on, baby, let's play. name of love.
That song forever reminds me of Good Morning Vietnam.
Mm, yeah, I like the song.
1974, TSOP, The Sound of Philadelphia.
Rumor, Roller Skates.
MFSB featuring The 3 Degrees. Pretty much if you've heard 15 measures of this song, you've heard all of them.
Yep. You still want to skate.
That was The Sound of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. If you go to Philadelphia, that's what they're playing when you get in the airport.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Never changes.
Let's go to the year 1983. May have heard this one, if it will play.
On the wheel, holding my lover with the other. A sweet, soft, southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle. On a Tennessee Saturday night, couldn't feel better. I'm together with my Dixieland tonight. Spend my dollar.
1992, Winona was number one. She is his only need. Angel was Shaggy in 01. And B.O.B. featuring Bruno Mars 8 years ago today. Nothing on You.
A little turn it up and
number one. All right, anything before we go, ladies?
Impey's
Pearl of Wisdom for today comes from one Benjamin Franklin, who died this date in 1790. Ben Franklin said, "Beware of little expenses. A small leak will sink a great ship." Beware of little expenses. A small leak will sink a great ship. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.